The question was asked if we are taught that Aramaic is a bad language that the angels don't like. So why are we saying Kaddish in Aramaic? So the basic answer is that the Talmud says that the world exists because of the merit of Kaddish. Kaddish is such an important prayer where we recognize Hashem is running the world and we look forward to a time where the world will recognize Hashem more greatly. So Kaddish is so important, the rabbi said, let's say it in a language that everyone understands. So that's the basic answer, that even though it's not such a great language for angels or for prayer, when we're making a public declaration of the sanctity of Hashem, Chazal wanted us to use the common language. So if this were just a class of basics, so that's the answer I would give you, because it's a valid answer. But you guys are advanced. You're asking good questions. You deserve to know that I really don't know the answer. Meaning, on one level, this is a good answer. If this were all we knew, it would be a great answer. The problem is that we know something else. And that is that Rav Yosef Karo, in his commentary on the Kaddish, quotes a Zohar. And he writes over there in the name of the Zohar that we say Kaddish in Aramaic because Aramaic is the powerful language that breaks through the heavens. No one can stand in its way. So you read that and you say, how does that work? The Zohar is telling me something amazing about Aramaic, and the Babylonian Talmud tells me that Aramaic is this put-down language. How does that work? I don't know the answer. Maybe one day I'll know what Zohar means, and then I'll know the answer. So I'm just saying, again, the basic answer is that it was written in Aramaic because that's what people understood. We're fulfilling a biblical commandment of sanctifying Hashem's name publicly because I wanted everyone understanding. But there is another level, and on that level, I don't know. But one day, Bezrat Hashem, we will all be zocher to understand Zohar, and then maybe we won't have a question. I don't know. You know, I'll just mention, he quotes another part of that Zohar of Yosef Karo. He says that I was watching as they said Kaddish, and there was the young man on the roof, and he heard the Kaddish down there, and in order to join the Kaddish, he jumped off the roof to join the Minyan, landed by the Minyan and answered the Kaddish, and that's when I decided I wanted him for a son-in-law. That's a story he quotes from the Zohar. Who's the one who saw it? Was it Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai who jumped off the roof? Was it someone else who jumped off the roof? Sounds like he had a safe landing. And that's when he took him as his son-in-law. But that's an interesting thought that Rabbi Yosef Karo brings from the Zohar about the great merit we have when we say Kaddish. We are fulfilling a biblical commandment of sanctifying Hashem's name when we as a congregation, 10 people, say the Kaddish.